Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Or the big play guy in Lockett, who will line up and they'll go two wide, two in the slot, four receivers on you, and not have a tight end out or split fan out to one side in the slot. But it's work in the middle of the field with those two receivers. They're undersized guys, but they're quick as cats. I mean, Lockett used to be.
Yep.
Smith is. Smith and Jigba is. And I think that is the area. And again, it comes back to it's not the safeties. It's the inside linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Getting Edgerrin Cooper, and I'm not sure he's quite there yet because he's only been limited this week with that hamstring injury. But again, I'm going to say it. He is, I think, a key for this linebacking and the middle of the field. Equay Walker has been much better, still not the fastest guy out there. McDuffie is capable, not definitely the fastest guy out there. And Eric Wilson, also not the fastest guy out there and not supposed to be out there all the time. He's just a backup, remember. So I still think getting a guy like Cooper out there, and I hate to say it because I know he's green and they haven't given much playing time, but I think Tyron Hopper could be a huge asset to this team. Maybe not so much this year, but going forward. He's also got speed. He's not afraid to tackle and get up in your face. And even letting Luke Van Ness kind of roam a little bit and, you know, maybe chase somebody down from behind. Not the worst thing that you could do with the defense, honestly, because at least Van Ness has got the speed. He might not always put his fundamentals together, but the dude can find a ball and he can chase somebody down. So
he does have that. And he's coming on a little bit. I do think
it's
with
been
the linebackers,
better.
You're right. You know, they drafted Edgerrin Cooper where they did for a reason. And the reason
Absolutely.
Was to try to get him up to speed. He's been just dogged by injuries.
Yeah.
And now he comes back from them and then he looks as fast as ever and great as ever. That's the youth being served there and his want to get back. But in the meantime, from the neck up, it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
And Teron Hopper is the same deal. I hear people talking about jump on Dre Greenlaw when he becomes a free agent. Get this guy. And I understand you got to address the linebacker position, but I wouldn't be quite so hasty. It's different than corner where you've got a young stud waiting to develop, like a Terrion Arnold, who's like taking every snap this year for the Lions. Imagine how good with all those reps he's going to be sooner than later. But a Hopper, let's let him get a chance, to your point, play and get out there. They drafted him fairly high for a reason, too. And Cooper and Hopper might be the guys. Quay is a guy right now. But, you know, they've been going without one of their top two linebackers for quite a stint here.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
In fairness to them. And it's easy to say, well, plug him in as soon as he's healthy. But to your point, does he really know what he's doing totally?
Well,
where you trust him?
And let's be honest, when you're a rookie and you start missing as much time as Cooper has, it's like one step forward, five steps back, because it's a lot different than when you're a veteran at doing this job, especially in the middle of the field, right? There's a lot for those linebackers to take in. It seems to be one of the hardest positions for people to get and to play really, really well. The Green Bay Packers have been trying for years, if you've been watching this team, let's be honest. So it seems like a really hard position. And for a guy like Cooper, who has been plagued with all of these injuries, again, not his fault, just when you feel like he's maybe getting a little bit, he's been off the field for a couple of weeks. And with his hamstring, it's been more than a couple of weeks. It's been a while. So you got to think that there's going to be a slow progression into getting him back up to par in the headspace of it all versus the physicality of it. But Tyron Hooper, to that point, they had him in the game a couple of weeks ago. It was pretty limited snaps, but didn't look horrible out there. So I'm just saying.
No, he hits like a jack. Hammer. There's no doubt. He's a sure tackler. It certainly seems to me anyway. But with Cooper, you get the double whammy where, let's just say he wasn't injured and he was able to play throughout most of the season or whatever. There would be instances he's going to still make mistakes as a rookie. Teams are going to, but he would have the speed presumably to, outrun some of those mistakes anyway, where
he has
just
a couple of times. Yeah,
definitely he has. But when he got the hamstring in his headspace, in addition to what's not in the headspace, which is experience. I mean, you're lining up next to Quay, or you're talking in the huddle, hey, against the Lions, that's right, you didn't play against the Lions a couple weeks ago, you know. I mean, and that might be an over-exaggeration of what goes on, but yeah, I don't know, not too far off probably.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So with that, for time's sake here this morning, I think it's time that we make our picks. Now, I will point out to anybody who cares about these things, but the Packers are actually 2.5-point favorites over the Seahawks as of this morning. The week started out at 3.5-point favorites, which is interesting because that's literally just home field advantage if you pay attention to that stuff. But that has since dropped to 2.5 points. So with that being said, who do you think wins this game on Sunday night, Chris?
Okay, well, I'll go back to the Lions, and I had total confidence in Green Bay. Picked them to win, thought they would win, wasn't too pleased with Jaden Reed's absence and all those things that happened. And I kind of went into the mindset this week, I'm going to pick them to lose at Seattle until further notice, but the stubborn part of me gave way to the rational part, I think. And being peppered with Marcus all week long with his positivity, because he actually thought they looked pretty good against the Lions and all of that.
Sure.
I'm going Packers 34-27. I think they score in the 30s again. I think they're going to be able to hold on defensively, give up some big plays, but I think Jeff Hafley is showing that he can give the Packers a chance to win the game or be in the game no matter what. And I think they'll be able to profit from what they learned, the mistakes at Detroit, and get a touchdown win. And they're going to score in the 30s, whether it's a 31-24, 31-21.
Sure.
You pick your number, but that's kind of where I'm at on this.
Well, and I'm not going to go quite as high on the scoring range. However, I think that getting some of these guys back from some of these key guys back from injury, who that is yet, we'll find out later today.
Well, Cody Valentine back, by the way. I did want to mention.
I know. I forgot about that.
I never thought I'd be like really psyched to have, you know,
again, I'm kind of stoked about that over Eric Stokes. So let's just be honest. And again, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Eric Stokes, but those injuries, as we talked on Monday, have been brutal to his career. And I actually kind of feel for the guy because I really liked Eric Stokes coming out of school. I liked him in his first year. It's just the injuries have plagued him. We've seen that, and the speed and things like that are just not where they were. Now, I will say, if you can get some of these key guys back on injury from injury, I think that's huge. I also don't think the offensive line is going to be satisfied with their performance against Detroit. Come on, Josh Myers. Zero. Zero score. Zero score from Pro Football Focus. You can do better than that. I think they're going to be a little salty going into this game because those O linemen don't like to have those types of grade. They like to be a little salty after a performance like they gave up in Detroit. Josh Jacobs didn't have one of his best performances against Detroit, got stacked up, and you could just see the frustration mounting on him. Jordan Love also knows he didn't play as well. Coach LaFleur has been pretty adamant in the fact that they had to reevaluate some things. And with that being said, this is a whole new regime. I know the Green Bay Packers have not won in Seattle since Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter. That was prior to LaFleur. That was prior to Jordan Love. So we're going to throw out all of the history today, and I'm going to say Packers 24, Seahawks 21. I think it's still going to be a close finish because both teams, I think, are pretty even at this point. 2.5-point favorites would basically prove that as far as, you know, stat makers go. I think it's a close one, but I think they learned a few things, and I think they eke out the win on Sunday night.
I hope you're right, Maddie. I hope you're right. I think you will be right. Eke out or blow out right now.
I don't care. Just get the win.
Style points don't matter. You got to get the W. And I think
the win.
With the win, say they win at Seattle, at Minnesota, they'll have played pretty darn well.
Yeah.
My way of thinking. I mean, without even seeing the game, I can't imagine they could win at Seattle or at Minnesota, both those games, and you and I come away going,
yeah,
boy, they're a dog. It's just not looking good for them going to the playoffs. I just don't see that scenario unfolding. So.
I mean, the words have been correct this week. They know that it's basically playoff mentality already. They know what their performance was like. I mean, Tucker Kraft was probably one of the most honest. If you want to know a real assessment of this team, listen to Tucker Kraft every week when he talks. He's going to tell you exactly what you need to know. I love Tucker Kraft. I mean, I get the South Dakota in him. I feel like we're kindred spirits. I know exactly where he grew up. I've been through that town. And let me tell you, when they say there's no stoplights, they're absolutely are not. If you blink, you're going to miss the entire experience. So I feel like we're a little kindred in that way because I grew up in a town very similar. But if you want to know the real assessment of this team, just listen to him speak. He'll tell you. He'll tell you what needs to be worked on. So with that being said, we look forward to a really great game in Seattle, though. It's always a treat when the Packers and the Seahawks play every single time. You enjoy the game. We'll be back here again on Monday morning to hopefully celebrate a Packers win and dissect what went right, what went wrong. Of course, what would happen if we were coaching the team.
For sure. That's the fun of it.
You have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk again on Monday morning. Another edition of Hanging with Havel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Thank you. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you with Boston More Than a Feeling on Max FM.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat.
99.7 Max FM.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Season more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. I was just rocking around the Christmas tree with Brenda Lee. Well, I wasn't really rocking around the tree yet. We don't have ours up, but you know what? I bet the Baraboo Elks Lodge does. That's their 107th annual Children's Christmas Party. That is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Civic Center, 124 2nd Street, right here in Baraboo. They're going to feature face painting, hot chocolate stations, ornament making, Christmas cookie decorating, snowflake designs, and more. James the Magician will be there, and there will be special prizes raffled off. That is the Baraboo Elks 107th Annual children's Christmas party at the Baraboo Civic Center tomorrow at 1 p.m. Coming up, while Billy Joel on Max FM.
This holiday, we'd like to deliver a special season's greeting straight to your mailbox. Open up our free Civic Media app, find Max FM, and text the words Christmas card along with your address, and we'll send you a custom greeting card from Dave and Emily on the Max FM Morning Show. Hang it up on your mantle. Display it next to your family photos. It's up to you. Happy holidays from 99.7 Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Welcome to the ninth day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Baraboo Music in downtown Baraboo. They offer a full line of music instruments for sale, such as guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, band instruments, sheet music, and more. They also offer repairs on some instruments and lessons taught by private instructors, including guitar, ukulele, piano, and percussion. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Maximum music. Max FM.
As 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Modern English.
Getting better all the time. There's nothing
changes, but it's getting better all the time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Friday morning. It is our ninth big deal of the day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. You get half off a $25 certificate to Baraboo Music. Today and today only, that $25 certificate is just $12.50. Baraboo Music offers instrument repair, sheet music, PA rentals, musical accessories, gear, and more. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this limited time offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at weather news by the Bengals on MaxFM.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit CellPlus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Catch Eric and Maura at Kona Michi Craft Bar this Friday. This local duo plays American acoustic music. They cover a varied range of classic rock, old and new country, folk, and Americana music. And Trivia with Jesse is back for a fun-filled Saturday evening, December 14th. The theme will be Christmas. Play as a team or individual. Team reservations are appreciated for four or more players. Message Kona Michi or Jesse. Kona Michi will have a $25 gift card for the winner, along with holiday drink specials and cookies for all players.
It's a holiday tradition, the Very Merry Holiday Fair at the Baraboo Arts Banquet Hall on Water Street, Baraboo, Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th. Purchase exquisite art pieces and scrumptious goodies from 60 vendors. Have a very merry holiday.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's ballroom brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
Break out the hairspray and leg warmers because your 80s costume could be a winner at the Crystal Grand Music Theater Saturday, December 14th. You could win a $500 Crystal Grand gift card at the 80s Costume Contest before a flock of seagulls takes the stage. Enjoy 80s-themed drink specials, grab bags, and see the Ghostbusters and a Prince impersonator at this totally rad event. December 14th at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is always the best seat. Details at crystalgrand.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 14. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Our high, 37 on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 40. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
99.7.
Pass away simply.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here are the Neon Trees.
Gotta say, it started with a whisper.
And more 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. It's a great way to make song requests for Saturdays at the 60s and 70s, every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kevin Kellogg, playing the best hits of the 60s and 70s. Get those requests ready now. You can also text in via the free Civic Media app. Our 15-minute music hour continues with David Bowie on Max FM.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Welcome to the ninth day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Baraboo Music in downtown Baraboo. They offer a full line of music instruments for sale, such as guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, band instruments, sheet music, and more. They also offer repairs on some instruments and lessons taught by private instructors, including guitar, ukulele, piano, and percussion. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Maximum hits.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.